This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. West Coast ports are closed indefinitely, and hundreds of cargo ships are stranded this morning outside harbors stretching from San Diego to Seattle. Dock workers were locked out by shipping companies at 6 p.m. Pacific time yesterday. Companies said the Longshoremen's Union had encouraged work slowdowns. The union responded with picket lines in Los Angeles, Long Beach, and other ports. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins me now from Los Angeles. Morning,
Good morning,
Ina.
Bob. Good morning.
This was supposed to be a short lockout. What happened?
Well, it was supposed to be a cooling off period, according to the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the shippers, and apparently the union workers didn't cool off. According to the shipping companies, they continued their slowdown when the ports reopened on Sunday. And, you know, the union dispatches a lot of the labor from a hiring hall. And so the shippers say they failed to provide enough work gangs, enough experienced crane operators. They misplaced cargo containers in terminal yards. And the union, of course, has been denying that. They say they're just being excessively scrupulous about safety rules and work rules, and that they're overwhelmed by a lot of cargo that's come in for the Christmas season. The Pacific Maritime Association says the lockout won't end, though, unless the union agrees to either extend its old contract and work by those rules, which would prohibit a slowdown, or they reach an agreement on a new one.
What happens to all those stranded cargo ships?
Well, they're anchored offshore. There's starting to be a bit of a lineup there. They don't have any place to go. They can't go through the Panama Canal to the East Coast ports because they're too big. They won't fit. And at the same time, also, truckers can pick up cargo, and the truckers are paid by the trip. So these are people who are going to suffer from this lockout also. There's a huge potential impact on business. The ports did $300 billion in cargo last year on the West Coast, and they take in cars and computers and clothes. There's a lot of Christmas goods, as I said, shipping now. And manufacturers also can't get parts to keep factories running. So the impact of an extended shutdown would be pretty devastating. According to some estimates, shutdown would cost the economy $1 billion a day. And one study says there'd be a snowball effect, and after a 10-day lockout or strike, the effect would be more than $19 billion.
And the contract talks, will they resume anytime soon?
They're supposed to start talking again this afternoon. The biggest stumbling block has been technology. The shippers say that the ports on the west coast of the United States are antiquated. They're not keeping up with what other busy ports around the world are doing, like Singapore and Hong Kong. They want to have a seamless system using technology and scanners and cameras and that sort of thing to track containers from one side of the ocean to the other. The union says it will cost too many jobs. The management has agreed to protect the jobs of people who are working now, but the union wants jurisdiction over any future jobs that would be created by the new technology. And so far, the shipping companies have said no to that.
Well, what's likely to happen next?
Well, it's hard to tell. The federal mediator has called for both sides to meet with him in Washington on Thursday. The Pacific Maritime says, okay, they have long called for mediation or arbitration, but the union has repeatedly turned down the idea. And there's also a question about what the White House will do. They could invoke the Taft-Hartley Act and order everybody back to work for 80 days in a cooling off period.
NPR's Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.